Well, we made it through one C. Now let's start on the next one. I'd like to share some thoughts on confidence and how it impacts your organization. Well, hello and welcome back. This week, we're going to talk about confidence in your organization. Now, for those of you saying, well, that seems very similar to credibility. Well, it is and it isn't. Confidence is your self-assurance about your own ability or somebody else's ability to deliver on those expectations that we set that helps develop credibility, but without confidence, it kind of falls flat. Credibility was the ability to maintain that. Confidence is the ability to deliver on it. Now, when you ask about the organization, how does the organization help build that confidence, not only just for the consumers, but for the employees as well? One of the stories I want to share with you is about the confidence my wife and I had to have when we developed and started a small publishing company. Now, that's a very unique thing, especially now, because most small publishing companies don't really make it. And the reason why they don't make it is because there's a lot of other options out there. And so when we started it, the internet was just coming into its phase two, or the internet's 2.0 phase. And that was kind of interesting for us because social media was starting to become big. We started to connect with others on the web. And for us, it was, okay, so how do we do this? How do we build that confidence? Because we both had English degrees, but what we didn't have is experience in publishing. Now, I submitted things to other publishers, very large publishers, and had the ability to get rejected by many of them. And that didn't help my confidence as an individual, but it helped my confidence in there's a story out there that everybody has to tell. I had confidence in my ability as an editor and as a storyteller to recognize good stories. That confidence had to come from us and had to come from things that we can do as individuals. So when we started that small publishing company, it didn't start off with, let's publish a book. It started out with, let's find stories that were out there. So that confidence that the stories were out there and we had to find the people to tell us those stories, that was key. So when we started connecting, I started with one of the places that I knew was good at storytelling, and that was during National Novel Writing Month. That was NaNoWriMo. So as I got to know more people within that community, I saw that passion. I saw that confidence in them that they could tell a good story. So I had confidence that we could do the same thing, but just broaden some of what they can offer and give them opportunities to publish their own work. Now, the other thing that we had to do was also build confidence in ourselves as business owners. And that confidence had to grow with whether it was a podcast where we invited some of those writers on, or through publishing poems and short story ideas out on our website. And that was key for us because as we got more and more engagement, that gave us more confidence to do more. And so our big point for success was not necessarily how many books we sold, because again, remember, we didn't have books to sell at that point, but how many people came to the website. One of the things that helped build our confidence was teachers and schools using our website as prompts for short stories and poems in their classroom. That was a huge confidence booster. But it's not just a huge confidence booster for us as business owners, it was a huge confidence booster to where we could also say to our other visitors, hey, this is being used around the United States and parts of the world to provide these short story and poem suggestions. That was a great feeling for us. That helped build that self-assurance, that helped build that confidence, and said we can take it to the next step. So what did we do after that? We started to offer poem and short story contests to where we wanted to get in the best of the best. What we got in was very good writing. We got people that were confident in their writing to tell the stories. We also got people that really needed a little bit of tweaking and a little bit of help with their writing. But since we already had that confidence as business owners to help provide that based off of our background and degrees, we took that to help build confidence in those writers along the way. That was very positive and successful for us. We then, as you see on the bookshelf behind me, we then said, okay, what can we do with those poems and short stories? Well, we can put into one book and sell that book to where we can show that authors have the opportunity to get their work published, but also that they have the opportunity to tell their story in a very safe environment. And we had to enlist a bunch of our friends to kind of read those poems and short stories to help us select some winners, help us select the people that got prizes. But everybody that we selected to show on the website also got a place in the book as well. That confidence helped some of them become published authors at bigger organizations and helped them have confidence to do different things in their career. So when we look at what we did as a business, the confidence really stemmed from us as individuals first, so that we can move out and share that confidence with our clients and those that relied on us for publishing. Now, if we look at what our next step was, it was actually publishing a small magazine in Central Florida. We had the confidence and we had the momentum. We had the experience in the area, but what we didn't necessarily know was all of the other things that went with that business. It took us a couple years to kind of recoup some of those initial learnings as an organization to really break even on that magazine effort. And that magazine was coming out at the time that digital was really taking over, that things were moving onto the web to where, you know, really we probably should have went digital first and then print second. We had to learn that during that process. Once we had that confidence, we knew that we can succeed and shifted our momentum back to that small publisher so that we started to accept other individuals across the globe into publishing their stories. And we had a few at various points to where it was an engaging encounter. And we published some under Story Institute, which is our small publishing company's name. And we published others, or I helped others, edit and deploy their own writing. The goal still remained the same, was to have confidence in my ability to deliver on expectations for our guests, to deliver on expectations for writing excellence, but also to deliver on the expectations of those writers with whom we partnered. So we built that. Now, the measures from a finance perspective was that we were investing into all of these things. And as we engage more writers, what we had to do is build that confidence that they also invested in not only what they were doing as writers, but what they were doing as small business owners. Because writing and publishing, it really is a small business in and of itself. So if you've written a book, but you haven't told anyone about it, and your family hasn't bought it, and your relatives haven't bought it, and your friends and family are oblivious that you've done it, it's not going to get much traction. Relying on somebody else or on social media to really pick it up and for it to go viral, it probably will not happen. It's possible, but it's not probable. So remember that confidence is that personal thing. So as you're writing, as you're telling your story, as you're selling your books, you have to be confident enough to have those conversations with your friends and family so that they purchase your books, so that they help build that confidence that there's more story inside of you. And that was one of the things that we learned. You're going to ask yourself from your organization side is, what does your organization do to help build your confidence? Just like we did with the writers, what does your organization do to help build your confidence that they're going to be there in 5, 10, 20, 50 years? Ask that question not only from what you see outside on social media or, you know, internal communications, but ask that of your leaders as well. Is how do your leaders help instill confidence within your organization? That's the big pause for you, is to figure out where that confidence level is. Now, don't confuse confidence with the negative, which is, you know, we won't get into that, because that confidence that is negative can hurt the brand, can hurt that credibility that we've talked about the last few weeks. It's good to have confidence, but there's a line to where you have to ask, where are we going? What are we doing? How are we measuring it? And how are we sustaining? So when you ask how your company measures it, are they looking at sales? Are they looking at engagement? Are they looking at growth? Or are they looking at contraction? If they're looking at contraction, it doesn't always mean a bad thing. It just means there's an opportunity to grow in the future. So when you're thinking about those measures and those metrics, those are things that are communicated to help build confidence in your brand and to help build confidence in what the organization is doing. again, just like we did in a small publishing company, we helped build that confidence and have that momentum along the way. We started small and we grew to where we can publish bigger books across the years, not across the days or weeks or months. That was key, is to look at the growth. When you think about major organizations like McDonald's or Starbucks or Disney or even Comcast, you see that there's a momentum and growth pattern to where they're going. They don't buy businesses when they're struggling themselves. They look for businesses to help expand their brand or expand the area in which they want to be in. When I was at HealthSpring, we looked at other organizations that were in the Medicare and Medicaid business. And that told us is that here were our competitors. But until we got to a point where that growth and sustainability financially made sense, we weren't buying other things. We were making sure that we had control of the organization before we expanded. At some point, we expanded to Bravo Health, to where we purchased Bravo Health. That gave us confidence that we can do this in a bigger market. And that bigger market really paid off for us in the long run, because at some point, then Cigna, who was the bigger fish, said, they're doing really well. Let's come in and buy them, to where the growth was even more. And it provided us other avenues in which to reach our members and to grow as a team. So how do you connect? How do you make sure that you're impacting the confidence, not only of your organization, but those within the organization, so that they can deliver on the brand that you have asked? Ask yourself where you are in your career and how much confidence you have in your ability to deliver not only your job, but that brand or that credibility that we've talked about previously. Those measures are kind of key for you connecting into the organization, but also making a difference for others within your organization. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk about confidence as a leader and confidence as a team, as far as how you build that. I'm going to share some stories about some of those confidences. HealthSpring and Bravo are just one of them that we'll talk about next week. But think about where you sit and where you can help build others' confidence. You don't have to be in a leadership role to show others that you have confidence in what they can deliver on. You have confidence in their ability to not only to do your job, but to be a good person along the way. As you ask yourself these things, ask also how it aligns to credibility. How is that confidence that you're building? How is that momentum that you're going for, so that you can do bigger and better things as an organization? How is that impacting your credibility? And where are the measures between the two? Well, that about does it for this week. I know it's a little bit shorter, but thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.